Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Wow. You guys?
They missed the behind the scenes. I hate to say it, but the right before we go on...
Things are juicy.
So it's pretty solid. I'm not gonna
But you lie. Guys, this episode... It is called Love Hurts My Brain. That's what it did. It hurt my brain. Could you believe this episode?
Yeah, it's burned in my brain since college.
Whoa.
I forgot. Mm. This is like one of the fan favorite episodes.
Yep.
Like when people say like to me, like, Donna, you, like, oh my God, you said Dave. Okay, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. But yes, that's like a big thing. All I could think about is, oh my gosh, I forgot. Garrett, it's the guy from Cable Guy.
Right, David Bowe, who played Garrett Sland, the creeper.
But wait, so Jen, okay, so we love Cable Guy because Ryan always does impressions like spot on.
He's so good at
Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
He's so good at it.
Specifically Cable Guy. But in the end scene of Cable Guy, David, who played Garrett, is in the end scene in the helicopter. Like, remember?
Nope.
Okay.
He's in a lot of stuff.
But this episode is so crazy. Let's give him a synopsis of season 5, episode 23, Love Hurts, aired March 1st, 1995.
Synopsis: Lenny is an outcast on campus while the real rapist is on the loose and comes for Donna. Meanwhile, Valerie's evil tactics put a wedge between David and Donna until he saves her. On the other side of town, Dylan discovers Andrea's dirty secret, and Andrea discovers Dr. Peter is not in it for the long run.
Directed by Gilbert Shilton, written by Larry Mullen and Ken Stringer.
Jenny, where were you?
Things
do
to
you
say.
Do you have any memory of why you're not in this episode?
I have no memory of anything. And B, well, I don't know. I think maybe it was just because Kelly had just been through so much trauma and drama. Maybe I needed a break.
Yeah.
Wait, me.
Oh,
Tori, do you
yes,
remember?
Yes, Tori.
I think, maybe I'm wrong, Jen. Had we started double ups? I think this was a double up episode. Would that be wrong?
Oh, that makes more sense. Tori, that
well,
makes
still,
sense.
Because why would I not be there in the whole episode?
Because maybe you were so busy in the other one.
Because you were so huge in the
like
other
that?
One. I don't know. That sounds familiar, but maybe
well,
we
regardless,
didn't do
I did not miss me. I was able to watch the show and not like come out of it because
I missed you.
You know,
I missed you.
Tori, it's an amazing performance.
What
by
a great
you.
Episode. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You should have gotten some sort of accolades for this, but nope.
Nope, that wouldn't be on brand.
No.
But Jenny, we did miss you. And especially when Donna comes in and says, Kelly.
Yeah,
and you're like, nowhere. Kelly?
I know.
It's just weird that they didn't like explain it. Because every other person was there. Like, where would she be by herself? Even her mom was there. Maybe she was. Nope.
And her sister
wasn't babysitting.
Everyone. But here's the thing. The good news is your name was mentioned, Kelly, and you got paid.
Yeah, there you go.
And you didn't have to be there. So you were probably working.
Tori, what do you remember about when they came to you with this script?
Nothing.
It's so traumatic. I remember this episode.
No, I remember every detail of this episode, but I don't remember like when they came to me and said, here's what's going to happen.
You're going to be the one.
I don't remember that.
And what do you remember about making
it? I don't remember anything about it because you know how when you're not, it's not your scene, you don't really read it.
Right.
And I was never on set. So I saw all of this for the first time.
Oh my gosh, Jenny, I just realized that.
Fresh
you never eyes. Read
I love
it.
That. Mm-hmm. Right. Correct. And you never, cool episode. Yes.
And you've never seen it.
No.
It's scary.
It's so scary. It's triggering, I'm sure, for a lot of people.
Oof. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine, you guys, this is the first episode of its kind to deal with something like this, like date rape.
Yeah.
Rape in general. I was just blown away. And infidelity. Like, there's so many huge... Mm-hmm. things going on in this episode that teens were not talking about.
No. And I remember being in college when this was on, and I think it was sort of brought awareness to us of how dangerous it could be on a college campus.
Oh my God. My daughter Lola was watching with me and she was terrified.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We definitely had, you know how Steve was driving the golf cart around like to take girls where they needed to go.
Uh-huh. I liked him in that green jacket.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah.
Truth, he was cute. We didn't have a golf cart, but there was a thing you could call. Say you were at the library and you needed to walk to your dorm or sorority or whatever. There was a number you could call to have someone.
Like a safety?
Yeah, walk you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never walked around alone. It was like a thing. You just didn't. Berkeley was safe and fine. But you never walked around like a college campus just at night by yourself. No.
We were never alone at college. There was like 50 million crew members all around us at all times. We were fine.
That wasn't real.
Oh, shoot.
I thought it was like
the only thing I have. Wait, do you remember the year Luke gave us all pepper sprays for Christmas?
No, but I
was so scared of like spraying myself that I kept in my drawer, my like panty drawer at home. Wait, that sounded weird. I didn't mean it like that.
What?
But I never used it, but it would have, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Like my girls have pepper spray on their backpacks. Like,
they
still call it pepper spray?
Sugarcoat anything in this episode. Like it was not.
It wasn't soapy like it's become lately. Yeah. It went back to basics.
Like to drama.
Yeah.
Should we just recap it like from the top?
Definitely.
All right. Let's start out at the California. I call it the California University. Where Donna.
You don't want to say CU?
No. Donna is telling Steve and Andrea about how betrayed she feels by Claire and David because they won't hire Ray at the P-pad.
Yeah, she really blamed Claire at first.
Why? Is Claire the booker there? I don't understand who owns or runs the P-pad because they're a bunch of kids, but they own a nightclub.
Why do you keep calling it the pee pad? I don't know. I'm so glad you jumped in and laughed.
Peach pit I didn't know after dark. Pee pad.
Hold on.
Anybody?
Like a pee pad? Like a dog pee pad?
Yeah, your favorite thing.
Not to use? Yep.
Oh, the pee pad. That's got to have to be its new name.
Yeah, that's good.
it's a really long title. Peach pit after dark.
It's going to stick.
That's a good one.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the hierarchy. So now Valerie owns it.
There's
but
a lot of doming
right,
going on.
I think David and Claire are the bookers.
Okay.
They're the music bookers.
Claire feels more involved, though. Like more, she has more say than just like booking. Like
I trust her a little bit more than David.
They're such a weird couple, too. They're like a couple that sort of just doesn't seem like a couple.
Just doesn't work.
It's so weird.
But they're cool. Anyway. But yeah.
They're cool and they're like friends, but they're not. They were such a weird couple. I think there was a kiss in this
episode. There's no chemistry.
No. I was like,
at all.
Yeah, it was weird.
This is good. Immediately off the top, I was like, okay, this episode's written by men. And so I didn't know what was going to happen. So as the episode progressed and, you know, stuff started to go down, I was like, uh-huh, man dialogue, ooh, man, uh-huh. This is all the whole, no offense to anybody, but it was definitely like through a men's lens of what a rape or date rape or all of it. The whole thing for me was just interesting off in that respect.
I hear you. I mean, I guess I did the best I could with what I was given.
Of course.
Make it more feminine.
You did a great job. You brought the sympathetic story of it all and like the fear, but like it just felt very.
He was
manhandly. I mean, it's just a lot to.
It was a lot,
and to have a registered sex offender
on campus. Yeah,
right.
Living in a co-ed dorm. I don't. Yeah,
that wasn't.
Would that happen or was
no?
I don't even think registered sex offender was like a thing that was discussed anywhere then. Right. I don't remember.
You're right. I just don't think a registered sex offender, because we're talking about Lenny, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't track for me. I had a little bit of a flag on that. Like, why is this guy living in the dorm then?
Yeah. Brandon says he tells everybody that Lenny wasn't the guy, that he wasn't the rapist. So everybody has cleared Lenny in the beginning, but yeah.
They're so awful to him.
Uh-huh. Andrea then gets a beep from Peter and meets him at a motel.
The beeper discussion took me right back to the 90s. Oh, is that beeper. Yours? That's mine, the beeper.
The no-tell motel with them is really taking them down for me. Like, oh, now it's just kind of gross.
Well, where else are they going to do it?
I don't know. It's just not.
Some are fancy.
It's gotten
messy. She's not really from Beverly Hills. No one will spot her.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He can splurge for something a little better.
He can step it up. But he pays for a week at a time. Why? Because he gets a discount that way?
It's just
ew.
It was ew. Yeah, thank you. Ew.
Are we to the point where Garrett comes in?
Yes, I think so.
It's so weird. It's like a scene that's kind of irrelevant, to be honest. But I remember sitting across from Tiffany, like filming that scene where the food is there and I'm talking to her. And she's like, no, David, you know, it's David's fault that this happened. Yeah.
Don't we meet him first? I think we meet him first at CU. Remember, he cleans your table.
I'm so nervous. I just spilling something. I'm so clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when he came in to the pee pad, I could have sworn I was like, hey, Garrett. And I was like, had to rewind. But I say, hey there. Because later I ask his name.
You don't really know him.
Right.
Unless you're really nice to him. I mean, in Donna fashion, of course, you're nice to everybody.
I was really, really highly distracted by my outfit because my nipples,
like
high beams, and they were pointed in different directions.
Directions.
I'm not going to lie, I did notice it.
See, there's a problem because if she had been there, she would have corrected that. So now I'm really missing you.
Was this the white t-shirt with the suspenders?
Pink. Oh, it happens later then, too. Yeah. But this one, it's like one's going north, one's going south, and I'm just distracted.
I wouldn't have let that happen if I had been with you.
Mm-mm. Correct.
Somebody should have flagged that for you.
Somebody.
But I'm sure Garrett didn't feel comfortable letting you know. But he was real into you. When we go to the LAPD station where Lenny's being released and David is there to pick him up, I had no idea they were so close.
I mean, that,
stretch.
Yeah, that was the stretch.
Then he tells David a story on the way home.
About, that I was like, you got to shorten that.
It's a long story about his friends when they were soldiers and hookers and they were, you know, a little gung ho and woke up in a prison cell accused of rape. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And all I could focus on was the little fur under Brian's chin.
Right. I don't know.
That little patch that is that new this week? Because it's been like a little bit here.
Yeah, it feels.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Wait, Jenny, I want to know at this point in this episode where your head was at. Like, I knew so much of what was happening, and I think Tori does too. So where are you at on this episode? Like, is it good? Is it, Are you having foreshadow? Like, what are you feeling kind of at this point?
Well, I didn't have foreshadowing until a little bit later, but since I fell asleep at the end of the last episode, I wasn't really that clear on Lenny's role or who Lenny was, because you guys were filling me in last week. So I was a little confused, and I was super confused as to why David is friends with this guy to drive him home. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about the...
That's fair.
I didn't know anything about what was coming.
And did you get a bad vibe from Garrett when he was at the peach pit? And Donna's like, where's my purse? And then you're like...
that happens later. Yeah. Definitely.
Why did he move the purse?
Because he took your address out of it.
He took, your mail or something.
Yeah, but he's good, right? Like, so why would he...
Right, he's a bad...
Yeah.
He's not
it's
a good
almost
criminal.
Like he... he's just bad? Or he wanted her to know something's off, be scared, be alarmed.
No. I think he's just not make him good feel like, at...
Maybe he was... Yeah, maybe he had a rush or something. Then we go back to the CU. How about that? The school senate is meeting and Janice is kicking ass. I am in love with this character. She tells the entire room about Lenny's record, even though it was supposed to be confidential. Mm-hmm. And I was a big fan of the lighting in that scene. Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice anything about the lighting in this episode? Yeah.
Like the blinds across like Jason's.
Oh, I missed that.
It was good. Yes.
I'd never seen that kind of lighting on the show. And then that we started doing that a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm going to have to keep my eyes open for that. I did not. I was very into the storyline, so I was
your
not
eyes
noticing
for that.
I didn't
I
really
just
notice
feel like
fashion
it was like a different
either.
I feel like nice. It was a different lighting guy. Personally.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
We did at one point switch.
Make a change. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I feel like it's right here. I don't know.
It's happening.
It's happening. Okay. They're all talking about Lenny and how he shouldn't be there. Duh.
I felt a little bit bad about that. You guys
did?
You were a little bit, because it was like he was wrongfully accused. Yes, the story was dicey. I was like, that's making me not totally like feeling bad for Lenny. But it was the classic case of like, get Senor Perverto out of here. You know what I mean? Like, it was so like, oh, God, wait, this isn't even the guy.
Yeah, it did feel a little heavy handed.
I think we're just supposed to think he's the guy. But immediately, you know, it's the other guy.
Then we go to the no-tell motel, you guys.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan is just, you know, conveniently there.
Right, of all the gin joints, right? Like there's 5,000 motels in LA and she picks the one where his buddy works.
Love it. Charlie's there writing his screenplay and then just offers it up to Dylan to finish. I didn't understand that either. Who does that?
I think that happens a lot.
Can I re-bring up something controversial again?
Uh-huh.
And I know I'm a little jumping ahead. Andrea and Dylan are the couple. Like, that is the couple that should have been. And I know we've talked about it.
What is happening right now?
And I know you guys don't like it, but I do have support from fans.
Okay. You have backup?
Who are they?
Many people.
Name them.
When I said it the last time and you guys were like this.
Many people.
A lot of people commented they were with me on it.
She went from many.
So just keep that in mind. All I ask is that you keep it in mind as we talk about.
I'm guessing three. You're right.
All the three people that supported me on this.
And you were one of them, so two? And
right, two.
Perfect.
But keep it in mind as we have this conversation, right? Because there's two scenes in this episode that I think fully support where I'm at on it. One, where they have the conversation that I think Jenny's about to tell us about, like, he saw her. Mm-hmm. And two, we will talk about when we get to it. So I apologize for taking us sideways, but I think we need to think about it real seriously.
No. I'm not going to think about that.
I'll engage.
Okay. You do
well, when we get there. Okay. Let's keep
going. Yeah.
I've noted it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Charlie then points out that it is, in fact, a note motel, and Dylan looks out the window and sees Andrea leaving one of the rooms and followed by Peter.
Charlie's so like there's this couple and he pulls in and then she pulls in and then they go in and then he pulls out and then like, oh, there they are. My friend. Like, it's so like, come on. Yeah.
She was fully showered. She took a shower. She was wet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Kind of slicked back hair.
Yeah, that's unsettling.
I never get in the bed or the shower at that place. At all. Right? No. Just, I don't care if it's
what's worse, the bed or the shower. I don't know which is worse.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to go shower. The bed. Oh, I was going to bed. Because at least a shower is like water.
Allegedly.
Literally, Brad Pitt could be like, meet me here. And I'd be like, no.
Oh, no, I'd go then. I'd go.
No.
Yeah, I'd go.
Oh. I'd get all the no-tell motel cooties
germs all over you
if Brad Pitt wanted me there.
What are we thinking of Andrea? I'm quite disappointed in her.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not.
I mean, she's a human.
Yeah.
She doesn't even feel bad about it in a lot of the episode.
She's in love with him.
Oh.
Dr. Peter.
By the way, crazily, you guys, I have to tell you really fast. Dr. Peter... So, you know, I'm rewatching 24. He is fully in Kiefer Sutherland's 24.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm totally watching it while I'm watching this. And I'm like, wow, there he is. He's like one of the kind of like CTU agents.
Huh.
Yep. I digress.
Good hair in that one too?
Yeah. I think he might have facial hair in it. But I mean, it's 95 right now.
Mm-hmm.
The episode I'm watching was like 10 years later.
So this is when things start to get creepy, though, back at the pee pad. Donna is looking for Valerie when the waiter at the Condor's Nest, that same guy named Garrett, comes in. He is now looking for a job, conveniently, at the Peach Pit After Dark, the only place to get a job.
Now, can I ask you guys, we learn later that he was sort of stalking Claire. Did you guys get any?
No.
I didn't either. That was confusing.
Wait. Did something happen last week where there was a little, like, we thought something was going to happen to Claire? Because I'm confused then. Or was the scene cut?
No. I don't know. I feel like Claire.
Maybe he was watching her and that he knew that's where she worked at the Peach Pit After Dark. So he followed her there and then he found you and your
nipples. When you spill at the table, who's sitting with you?
Andrea? Claire?
Not Claire.
Andrea. Anyway. Steve.
Somebody with eagle eyes might be able to explain that to me better. Because that was sort of like,
when he does come in, because he's coming in for a job there, he says, is Claire here? So he knows he's supposed to meet with Claire.
So maybe he was initially kind of seeking her out and then he meets you and switches.
And then I was like, what? Why is Donna being so nice to Valerie? Is it because of what we talked about last week that you kind of know what she's up to? So you're trying to like, bait her by being nice to her? Or
great question.
Like, I didn't get now why you were friendly with her. Wait.
Okay, so why did I come there? I came there just to say, hey, you
to talk about Ray
over. I'm pissed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
But I'm too nice. And then she disarms me by blaming me on David. And I totally am gullible. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
fine. Yeah, sure. Let's eat. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fries look good, though.
I
immediately got scared by the purse thing. Like, I definitely was like,
yeah, that's
panicked when you were like, where's my purse? And then I was like, oh, then you find the purse and you go through it. And I was like, I'm actually scared.
Yeah, that's when you know something bad's happening. I honestly knew earlier when he came in and he was staring at you.
Oh, really?
In your little cheerleader outfit. So, yeah, she finds her purse is missing. When we go back, I feel exhausted. We're going back to see you now. And Steve is giving out the golf cart rides to the students.
That was cute. He was cute in that.
Yeah.
So cute. I wanted to know where they were shooting this, because this scene looks very similar to where they shoot something else in this episode.
Wait, it wasn't Occidental?
I don't know.
It looks different?
I don't know.
When you find out you have to go all the way to Occidental, do you kind of go, oh...
Well, yes. I mean, for years we had to go to Torrance for high school. So for college, driving out.
Okay, the same.
yeah, it was just like a different direction far.
And you drive yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, sorry. Little tidbits for me to learn.
Mm-hmm. And then they see Lenny getting mobbed by an angry crowd. Yeah. I was scared for him. Andrea tells Dylan, that's where Dylan meets up with Andrea too and confronts her.
Thank you. Yes.
About the affair.
So let's talk about
another moment for Amy when her theory of
this is where it began for me in this episode again. They have, first of all, he tells her. He doesn't keep it. He's not a jerk about it.
Right.
He's a really, really good friend to her. He's not accosting her with the information, if that's the right word. He's just very, I'm here. I know.
Gently, sort of, yeah.
Let's talk about it if you want to.
Okay. May I interject? Wait. So there is, I know what you're talking about. There's some feeling there's a chemistry that he projects towards her that's different than with like other relationships.
Correct.
Like Kelly,
they're very close. There's a real mutual respect between them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's
It feels more grounded. Like
it feels very adult. He's not giving her a pass. Yes. He's very loving towards her. Always.
Wow.
And we will discuss later.
Oh,
he's very affectionate with her.
I feel it. I know what you're saying now. I was so against it. Like,
there's something could have been. Like, I get it. We didn't do that. But like, yeah. I wish they would have, because he genuinely cares about her so much. She has always respected him. She has always valued him. She has always known how smart he is. Mm-hmm. They have this sort of like leveled up relationship. Anyway, we'll talk about it more as it goes on, because then it really gets real.
Then we see David going to Lenny's room and trying to convince him to not leave campus.
Yeah, and he says, give me a day. I'm going to work it out.
Give
what's
me a day.
What's he going to do?
I have a question going back to the Dylan Andrea thing. First of all, her hair was like perfection, right out of a hair catalog. Would you do that? Like, would you guys do that? Would you step in if you saw a friend of yours that you care about deeply having an affair with somebody or fooling around with somebody besides their spouse?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do what Dylan did?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I would say,
because he's not telling her not to do it. He's just telling her he knows.
And yeah, I think
there for her.
I think I maybe would. It only puts you in the weird position if the other one comes to you and says, "Is my wife cheating on me?" Then you're like, "Okay, now I'm screwed."
Yeah.
But I think he did the right thing by saying, "I saw you." He's really not saying stop it or do it. He's just like, you want someone to listen?
Because imagine what that must be like to only be able to keep that inside and have nobody feel you can talk to about it. So the fact that he's there must be a huge relief for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have liked it if he didn't tell her. That would be so like dishonest to what I'm talking about with their friendship. Their friendship is very deep, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. I was on the fence about it, if I would do that personally. I probably would, but...
Right, you only get into hot water if you're in the middle.
But you know, that's the thing about Dylan.
You would have come in swinging, but...
Well, for you, yeah. This is the thing, though. Dylan's really good at helping people. Like, I feel like he genuinely loves to help people, which is such a cool character that...
Especially her.
Something about this character that he brought to it, you know?
Yeah.
Just and his
especially
energy.
Her. And same for her with him. Yeah. I will not...
Okay, we get it, Amy. You want Dylan and Andrea together.
Jeez, I really would have loved to see it happen. I think they could have been endgame.
3.5 people.
And could have... Anyway, I digress, but continue.
Did anybody notice how tall Brian got? Like, he hit a growth spurt. There was one point where he was in a scene with Jason, David, and Brandon. We're in a scene together. And David is towering over him. I think it was in the foyer at the at the Walsh house that's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did kind of notice that.
Wait, you think he's still growing at this point?
Comes to the door to say, will you talk to Lenny?
Yes. Right, Amy? Guys still are growing when they're 18, 19. I grew in college, 19.
So yeah.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I literally feel like he hit puberty between the last episode and this episode. Like, that was it.
Like, yeah, he changed the little, like, burst?
Uh-huh, like, spurt. That's why they call it a spurt.
From the time, the 10 years, he really changed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he became a man.
Yeah.
And then we go to the beach house where David shows up and Donna is furious with him for getting rid of Ray. They are really screaming at each other.
Yeah, that was Tori.
Yeah.
Bravo, because you really, both you and Brian really bring it in this episode, because that was a crazy fight.
I was like, so I came in hot and I was like, wait, am I going to have levels here? Like, am I coming in too hot, too fast?
Wait, what does that mean? The levels?
Like an acting thing? Like, you want to build, but like, it was okay because they're both like fired up.
There's a lot of emotion between these two, like pent up feelings.
Literally. Sexual tension. There's, I mean, imagine like every friendship. Yeah.
It just reached its boiling point right
here. I can't believe he called her a, what did he say?
I can't even say it. You say it, Amy.
Insensitive. You've become a
self-involved bitch.
Yeah.
Such it was a little pale version too. Of what you used to be.
And I was like, I know. That's so funny. That's ironic because I'm really pale right now.
I disagreed with that. When the
MAC, like you would put on like a powder. Shade, two shades like lighter than your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so in. And I was like, literally, I'm so pale.
Disagreed pale with how used to be. He got.
You disagree?
Well, first of all, that fight was a big misunderstanding, right? Because it's like, yes, David didn't like fight for Ray, but he isn't the cause of this. But he went really too far there at the end because I haven't noticed that Donna, first of all, yes, because we know more, right? We know that Valerie is just backstabbing Donna so hard and her best friend's been in a cult. Like Donna's sort of just been like, oh. And I don't think Donna's become anything less than she always was, which is always the voice of reason, kind, loving, loyal. So it's like, she's loyal to Ray because she picked him, even if she shouldn't be.
But she's not as passive as maybe David knew her. Like she's grown up a bit.
Great
so
point.
She's
really
changed
good point.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's taking that as her being selfish because she's stronger.
That's a great point, Tori.
I don't know.
She is stronger. And you stood up to Kelly a little bit. Like, don't quit school. Yeah, you're finding your voice a bit. Good point. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a great scene acting fight. The fight I have written down, that was a great fight. I like Claire's shirt, the sequin shirt. But I'm just going to say it. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. You should never talk about my haircuts after that haircut.
But in all fairness, yours was a choice. I told you that.
Wait, yours wasn't a choice?
No, I went in and I had my little bob thing and he got confused and he chopped it like a boy, like boy.
Well, how do you know that didn't happen to me?
Jen, was it an accident?
I was distracted because I was laughing at
your
hair.
Those little curls. I'm just like, that probably took so long to put those little half curls all over.
I had short hair because of you too.
It's getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I blame you guys. Short hair was sort of in at this time, I think. Or you guys made it in.
Clearly. With the suspenders and the thermal.
The thermals are so cute.
Oh, look. Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different.
Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Then we cut to a scene where the someone scary is packing up a duffel bag and he's putting in a knife and a rope.
Wait till we talk about him breaking in. He's like, tell me when we get there. I was
okay,
sure,
so
bro.
Now we're going to go to the Peach Pit and we're going to see Cindy trying to play matchmaker for Jackie,
great.
Who I was so happy to see. She's always so such a vision on camera. She's so pretty. She says that she has been married 4 times. And she's kind of done with that. But then old Mel walks in with Aaron. And Jackie starts flirting with him.
This was so random and yet so welcome. I was like, I love Cindy setting up. And she was going to go on the town and she's setting her up. I love that Mel. I'm not even mad at Mel. I want them to be back together. Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I could feel the chemistry between those two. Like,
wait,
they barely did anything. And,
I totally agree.
I mean, Jackie and Mel.
Did
they might as well
together?
Be back.
Wait,
yeah.
They were just eventually?
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
They were flirting hardcore.
I don't think I'm giving a spoiler. Yes.
Okay.
And this is, they might as well be back together already after that scene. I was like, cute.
I felt it.
I like when they're not getting along. It was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So and he's already a little too slick. So it's like he needs to be
perfect
her.
For each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then this is the scene back at the Walsh house where Brandon tells Cindy, which I really like. I enjoyed a mother-son chit-chat from these two. I kind of want to see more of that. But this is the scene where Brian comes in and he's towering over Brandon. David comes in and he's towering over Brandon. And I was like, oh, man, they should have like, didn't they usually put
apple boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, under did they?
People to like level out the playing field a little bit. Because on his over the shoulder, he was like looking up.
Oh, wow. Him.
I
agree with you, Jenny, that I would like a little more Walsh's. We're missing the Walsh's a bit.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I love that scene so much with Mrs. Walsh and your mom. It was so cute and different. And I would like a little more of that, I think.
Yeah, we miss the elders.
Yeah.
Then we're back at the dorm. No, wait. First, we have to go to Andre and Jesse's.
Oh, God.
This scene was...
I think Andre is being so annoying.
It was a lot of yelling. Between Donna and David yelling.
Fighting.
And now Jesse and Andre are yelling at each other.
Yeah.
It's so like, I told you to pay this bill. And it was just like, oh, God. And then she storms out and goes to like...
She tells him to tune up the car, though, before he...
tune up the car. Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me.
Who says that?
I literally was like, how does he know how to tune up a car? And second of all, what cars need tune-ups?
Like back then, you had to tune up your own car. Yeah, they didn't have Jiffy Lube, apparently.
That was... It was necessary, but it was like, oh, my God. What are we... This is... I didn't sign up for this.
I fast forward through it.
Oh,
sorry. I don't. I was in Hook, Line, and Sinker, but I didn't sign up for marital woes on 90210. But
yeah,
fair.
So then we go to the dorms where Brandon goes to talk to Lenny. Lenny tells him that the cops are not doing a good job with the investigation, and he actually knows
who
raped Melody.
Dun dun dun. Why isn't he telling anyone?
Literally,
what?
This guy who's already kind of got a record is going to withhold that kind of information? Absolutely not. Yeah. That was bananas.
Yeah. Maybe he was just scared, but.
Yeah. Brandon explains later, but.
Did you guys feel that this was a big, an expensive episode?
I did, in fact.
I felt like they were on location a lot, like outside. I don't know. It just felt
and
bigger
the flaming
to me.
Lips. Like there's a lot happening.
Flaming
in
Lips
thing.
Were playing. Yeah.
What? When did this air?
Episode.
When did this air?
95 March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Not sweeps, but
no. This is where it gets crazy for me and for everybody. I'm sure back at the beach house, Donna comes home and the lights don't work. So Donna, did you come in the back door or the patio door?
The other door.
The beach.
She definitely comes in the other door.
The wooden door?
The front door is what I would call it. And he broke in through the back door, in my opinion. So I remember going, okay, she's going in a different door.
Well, it doesn't matter what door she goes in because...
It's trouble.
Yeah, Garrett's there waiting for her. And he attacks her. And he asks her to call him Warren.
It was very aggressive, too. It
and
was
he
like
licks
so
her?
Scary. It was so scary.
Whew. It was terrifying.
I just remember there being a lot more.
Oh, you shot like tons.
Yeah, there was tons of dialogue and tons of different. There was a lot cut.
I saw
he
enough.
He was really.
Yeah, it was scary.
But it was more. And he
I
was
felt like it was a
so
lot
good.
As it was.
Yeah, it tightened up good, but there was. We go into there's a lot more.
Yeah, what a good job. Like it's so weird to talk about this because
and
like
he was such a nice guy.
We're talking about it like a show, right? Because he's so good. He wasn't great leading up. He was sort of like, I don't know. But this, I was like, I believe this guy is psycho. This guy is so scary. This guy is totally a murderer, rapist.
So he is his real name Warren, or does he have a split personality? Like,
yeah,
which
that
is
must
it?
Be the yeah.
He goes into from Garrett to Warren, and now
Warren
he's switched
is the,
on.
Is the rapist. Okay.
What's crazy is it's 28 minutes into the episode when this happens. Like, It was a long, scary scenes. Like, it was long. Mm-hmm. And if you shot more, whoa.
Yeah, oh, it was just awful. Watching it was oof, oh, oof.
I do not know, Tori, how you did that. Like,
I mean, thank goodness for Lifetime movies at that point.
Oh, my
God. No, I'm just kidding. They weren't. I was prepared.
You were channeling another character
Women
from
Women in Peril movies mm-hmm. that we all filmed. Yep. It wasn't even Lifetime then. It was actually on prime time. It was like NBC, CBS, oh, right. ABC, you oh know? And now and then Lifetime bought oh, yeah, them yeah, years yeah. later. But yeah, it was always the Women in Peril. And like, so we were prepped. We had it.
We had Jenny, were that. You like WTF? What? Seeing it for the first time. Like I would have. Yes.
It's and I was also jarring. Angry. Where is Kelly? She should be helping her.
Seriously. Like,
I just, oh, it was really hard to watch. And you did such a great job, but it made me so uncomfortable. And I felt so triggered on behalf of all the young girls and even their moms watching mm-hmm. it back then. That
it is as hard to watch today as it was then.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
I have a question. Like, I was wondering if in her mind, she was like, okay, if I tell him I'm a virgin, maybe he won't do it.
Telling the truth to see if it will do something, maybe.
Right. If that would help her in the moment. He didn't care.
Maybe.
You were so good, though. When they had that duct tape on your mouth, it was scary. But then when they took the duct tape off, it wasn't. You know how they used to put the duct tape on and, like, make it not sticky? But then it would look thick. They wanted it to look like it was like sticky tape.
Yeah, okay.
They couldn't possibly put that on our faces, right?
So when it came off, you could tell it wasn't sticky?
It would just like, didn't stick. Like it wasn't like.
I'm remembering now. Okay.
But
I was just like astounded at how good you were
mm-hmm.
in this performance.
Gripping.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know about this storyline. I'm so grateful.
So were you just like
somebody
shocked?
Else had to have bad things happen to them too.
Were you, Jenny, were you just like completely shocked watching this?
Yes. I was saying, OMG, no, Donna. I was talking, yelling at the TV.
Yeah, because I've seen this. This one definitely traumatized me then. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh God. But like seeing it for the first time, you being you, that must have been like nuts. Did you watch it last night?
I watched it last night.
So you've just seen this. Like,
yeah. Yeah. This is a 10. I'm just going to go for it right now. I'm already scoring it. That's a 10.
And Tori, what's it like rewatching it?
I'd forgotten. I knew the storyline was coming up. I knew I got stalked. I didn't realize it was like he tied her up and it was like a rape scene. It all came back. Like, I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. It was bigger than you remember it, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Can you remember preparing for this at all? This would have to be the most challenging work, I guess, you've done. I mean, I guess those movies did prepare you, and I do remember those. But I don't know. I mean, to me, this was like...
For the main event.
Unbelievable 90210. Like, where mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, my God.
On the edge of your seat. And you're saying, I love this show so much. Because then David comes in and Donna calls him Dave.
And that
was like her brilliant way to send him a signal that something was wrong. And because these two characters know each other so well, he picked up on it.
Oh, and he gets the baseball bat.
Which we had foreshadowing earlier. Why the baseball bat?
Wait, I fully missed that. Was there a moment where you mentioned there's a baseball bat in the apartment? Oh my God, I fully missed
Dave.
That.
Dave. I'm just kidding. David comes in on the other door, right? Sorry, that I flip-flopped. And he's like, metal baseball bat, basically. And Claire makes some reference to softball. Donna, what was she saying?
Oh my God.
I missed this completely.
Fully missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was unwilling to go back to see what she meant by that, but I noted it.
So they were just kind of laying the foundation there for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it could be weird if just all of a sudden he came in with a baseball bat.
Oh, my God. David cracks him so hard. Dude, but not so as aggressive as Donna. You beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, what was Donna's weapon?
I thought you were going to kill him. Like, I thought that's where the episode was going to go. He was going to die.
Oh, wait. Just going back a little bit. Garrett, aka Warren, noted that Donna had taken self-defense classes. Because remember,
oh yeah, how
season
how did he,
before?
Yes, I do. With Brenda,
was it two seasons ago? Self-defense, and Jason directed that episode, and Donna went into action at a theme park.
How did he know?
He knew that she had taken self-defense classes, but he said she was gotten a little slow.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. But maybe he's been watching her this whole time.
He's not an amateur.
Was unafraid and came in there hot and ready to kick ass.
Like, he looks so real too. That hit with the baseball bat, it looks so real.
Oh my God, the doing these scenes is no joke. Like, because it was all real, and he comes in and he is mad and like ready to defend his woman and just rah. I was like, oh my God.
The thing is, when I was calling out to him, so I heard the Dave the first time, I was like, really? That was it? She only says it like that one time? Like, I don't know if that would be enough.
Right.
But then she does say it again, thank God.
Right. I felt the same way. I didn't think that was going to play. I have a migraine.
I was like, I hope they've all heard this a million times.
Like, okay, Bob. Bob.
Because what if he was like, huh?
Who's Bob?
And said something weird and then he like killed her. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210. Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Penfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Well, thankfully, it all worked out. I feel like you're going to have a little PTSD from that, though.
Mm-hmm. And then that scene with the two of them.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, it was sweet at the end.
That I was like, the last my reaction to that was like, why are we bothering with them dating anybody else?
Yeah. Like, why are we going to have to wait five more seasons for them to be back together? Like, but just like the... Again, we're talking about intimacy, like the two characters, the two actors, like having that. It's something you can't like create that. Like you see them together, even just subtle things. You're like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we, when is the scene that I've been waiting to talk about also with Andrea and Dylan? Is it before this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, we're coming to it because we go back to the Notel Motel.
Interesting that they had this crescendo of the episode fairly early in the episode.
It was like three quarters of the way through it, right?
Yeah, like we get to this real moment in the middle.
Before we go back to the hotel, we see Brandon go to the tell Claire that the rapist has been stalking her.
Oh,
and then
their
cops are coming.
And they don't even know yet what's happening at the apartment.
No.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Then we go back to the motel where Charlie offers Dylan the Indian food. And then it becomes like a imitation of Indian people.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That was like, oh.
Cringy.
Ooh. There's a couple of those cringy moments.
Mm-hmm. But then, of course, Dylan is there at exactly the right time. And he sees Andrea and Peter. Back at the motel, mm-hmm. where Andrea is professing her love for him and saying that she thinks that they should leave their spouses.
Oh, it's just, oh God.
Oh, that
it's a tale as old as time is what it is, guys.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm glad it's blowing up because I couldn't go on with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to see any more of that. Nobody
and
needs
Peter
to see
really
that.
Comes through as a jerk.
He really does because he thought this was like a whole no strings attached thing and says he's not going to leave his wife because she's putting him through
grad
school.
Who he had complained about to such an extreme just like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you literally hated her 2 weeks ago. So I get it, but yet, really? Peter?
Yeah, he was just ewy though. Yeah, he says that he didn't promise her anything. He's not the bad guy.
He didn't.
He didn't, but still. He
really
Remember he kept saying, like, let's run away and creating all these scenarios where she should trust him.
Is that gaslighting? You know how everyone talks about gaslighting? He kind of.
That's just lying.
He definitely strung her along. Like, I don't find her.
Without promising a future. So what is that? I'm sure there's a word for it. It's not gaslighting because it's not.
I don't find her crazy for feeling befuddled by the whole, like going, wait, what? Like,
it was an abrupt turn.
Yes. And I was with her going, this guy is going to leave his wife for her.
Yeah.
So then when he just suddenly is like, not only does he say it, he's a D word about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm done with you. Bye.
I'm imagining that they like turned up the volume on that, on his character there, just so that they could have an end.
Yes.
They had to, because we were all like, we like him.
Mm-hmm.
Together. We had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And Dylan is there to console Andrea.
Guys. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell me those two are not in love with each other. Like,
that is a great scene. It was a great show. Overall, really enjoyed it.
Yes, because like they were so connected. He is so he is the boyfriend that comes running to save her from her mistake. And he's the way he hugs her, the way they, I am obsessed with them.
Oh, he's her David.
He's her David. Whoa. Thank you, Tori.
I just see them as really good friends. I don't see the chemistry that you guys are talking about. I just see them as like friends, like real.
Would you have just been like, no, if they would have just suddenly started kissing?
Pretend yes, I would have. Like, it wouldn't have worked for me just because
I know them both too well. You can't take yourself out of it. You're Kelly.
No, but even as Kelly, I just, as a viewer, I don't see what you're talking about. I see him being the greatest friend to her and like a big brother to her, watching out for her, being kind to her. I never, ever, ever saw even the glimpse of sexual tension.
I was very against it too. I don't even know, just physically, like the idea of the two of them. But then when Amy explained it, I'm like, oh, wait.
And I think because you're Kelly and we know, yes, they are meant to be Kelly and Dylan. And they're endgame.
It's not about Kelly and Dylan at all. That's not even what this, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about what I've seen as a viewer.
Right.
I'm not seeing what you're seeing, but that's the great thing about the show is that it's all, you know, subjective.
And I feel it more from him to her than
from
him.
Oh my God, Tori! Oh my God, Tori!
I'm sorry.
I was just about to say that.
But what you're feeling is like kindness, and that can be mistaken for feelings of a different kind, but I really don't see it.
Possibly true. You might be right too.
Listeners, let us know.
And more than three of you, please, everyone, pipe in.
Weigh in on the Dylan, Andrea. I love them together.
I see where you're coming from.
Best friends. Like,
but if Amy hadn't like said the word intimacy, like there is something intimate about their relationship.
Yes. Tori, I agree with you. I think he loves her.
Yeah. This is weird.
And I think she just would never. It's the quarterback has fallen in love with the nerd. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like he loves what's that Freddie Prinze movie with Rachel.
She's all that.
Yes. It's the
Rachel Lee Cook.
I don't know. There's something there where I'm like, he loves her.
Well,
anyway.
Let's just pop in.
I'm so here.
I'm so glad you're in. we have another episode next week. It's called This Is Unreal World. Oh.
Is anyone exhausted from this one?
Yeah, I need like a little break. It was a lot to process and just like when it was over, I couldn't believe it happened.
Same.
And then where do you go from there? Like, how does Donna ever feel safe again in the apartment?
And Tori, can you look at that performance and go, oh, pretty good?
Oof, I have to close my eyes to say it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to close your eyes to compliment yourself.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's hard for me. But it's so weird. Watched it and I was like, oh, I'm going to be scared to watch this. And I watched it. I was like,
it was
really good.
Uh-huh. So that makes me think about Justin Timberlake's new song, and he's always like kind of listening to his own song. And like you see musicians all the time, like I'm hearing my own song and I'm jamming to it. I'm good. But actors are always like, I can't watch myself. Like,
yeah, that's so true.
Interesting thing. Right. Dance.
Next week, Unreal World. Is that the one where we do the faux real world in the beach apartment?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Yeah, it was literally, oh my gosh, MTV's, what is it? Real World. The Real World, but
was this a popular episode? Did you like The Unreal World? Do you remember?
I cannot remember.
I think people hated it, you guys. Not hated, I think they laughed at it.
Wasn't a favorite.
There's another one coming that like
we do a reality show within our show that like, wasn't done back then. So there's something cool about it. But I think at the time people were like, what is happening?
It was too meta for them.
There you go. It still is.
Well, that's That was a great episode. Love 10. Hurts. Really hurt. How? Yeah, you give it a 10. I give it a 10. 10. You give it a 10. 10, 10, 10.
It's Ooh. A 10, 10, 10 because the scary storyline.
Give it a 10.
Donna's storyline is a 10. Dylan and Andrea and Jesse, 10. And Mel and Jackie. I got to go 10.
It was winning on every level.
Valerie wasn't irritating
except we missed
me.
You. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been.
I didn't miss her.
Oh, I did.
I had so much other things to keep me preoccupied.
When does Jamie Walters come back? Oh, my God.
Oh, great question.
Just 2 nights ago, someone stopped me on the street and they were like, oh, wait. I live near your friend. And I was like, oh, who? Ray Pruitt. And I was like, Jamie Walters? Oh, yes. Do you still keep in touch with him? I said, I do. And then he goes, okay, great. And then he goes, how's Kelly? I was like, Jenny's doing great.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, who was this? Where was this?
This was on Ventura in Woodland Hills after I got my hair done. And no, it wasn't after I got my hair done. Sorry. I was with Stella. She was getting a piercing and the guy stopped. And then he went to his car to get a camera to take a picture. And Stella was like, that was really creepy. I was like, no, it's okay. He's just, that happens. Fans, it's hard for them sometimes to know the difference.
I love that though.
I love every second of that.
Everybody, we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.